Is Lynn Goldsmith on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. And I'm listening to your discussion, which is fantastic, except there's also quotes from people in the back of the book on some of the photographs who aren't artists, but I feel were very important people influenced by the artists. And President Clinton writes about Junior Walker. Yeah. Muhammad Ali writes about James Brown. Sam Shepard writes an original poem about Patti Smith. So there's a lot of tidbits in there, a lot of directors who are influenced by music. Peter Bogdanovich, who you probably know as a film out right now with Tom Petty, Jonathan Demme on Talking Heads. So there's a lot of tidbits in there, which I think for me, music was about not only sitting and listening to the music and holding my 12 by 12 inch album cover looking for some secret message or something, but it was about, you know, it was about kind of reading the lyrics and listening at the same time that made the experience even bigger for me. And so I, you know, my hope is that someone will get that book, open it up, and not only, you know, be entertained or inspired or feel more connected by some of those quotes with the pictures, but that they'll have a magnifying glass.
Yeah, you know, that is a great question. Maybe we'll throw that out to the listeners there, Lynn, because you know, who would your artist be on a personal level? Personally, for me, it would be more of an era. It would be your Rush, your Queen, your Elton John, because I was a mid-70s kid when I came of age. But, yeah, that's an interesting take.
Yeah, well, there's also the rock mosaics in there.
Yes.
And I think what you should do, here's my suggestion if you're running a contest. In my image of Keith Richards, which is made up of over 2,000 pictures of the Stones.
Uh-huh.
I also have hidden in there pictures of some very famous people who came backstage. And so if they can identify who any of those people are, I'll send them a book.
I'm going to guess at one. I'm going to guess at one, Truman Capote.
Nope.
Oh! No.
No, you don't have a magnifying glass. You better take a look.
Lynn Goldsmith is with us, and we've been raving about this book all morning long. I got a couple of questions, and this is typical of what we would ask a rock star, but I'm going to ask you because the artistry is here, much like music, okay? What was your first camera?
A Brownie.
A little Kodak Brownie?
Yeah.
I
still have it.
You still have it?
Yeah.
do you still use it?
Once in a while.
Uh-huh. How many cameras do you have?
I really don't count them because some I just save and put away.
Yeah, but you're like a musician. You don't throw them away. Even though the technology is dated, you're still holding on to them, aren't you?
Well, I'm kind of thinking that, well, right now I have an exhibition on I was honored and inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
And so I have an exhibition on there until January 6th. But my idea is at some point in an installation, I will have my cameras there. And then we will also auction the cameras off with various prints to raise money for an organization.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to pick your favorite child.
That's a very difficult thing to do because yeah, that's exactly it. You know, they are all my babies, and there's a lot of different reasons for pictures being, you know, my favorites. And
let me ask it in this sense, and I don't mean to underscore anything that you've done in this book, okay? But does the camera truly love some people and not others?
Absolutely.
And Lynn,
yeah, there are people who are very easy to photograph simply because of their bone structure. You know, Debbie Harry is a clear-cut example of that. And then there are people who are just so comfortable in front of the camera, and that would include Patti Smith, you know, whereas Carly Simon is not comfortable in front of a camera. So, you know, there's all different reasons. And then there are people who are just so much fun to photograph and who are just such brilliant individuals that you want to be around them, like Frank Zappa, that, you know, those reasons why you love those pictures. And, you know, so it's really difficult to pick, and I think that's one reason why I did what I call the rock mosaics. There's one of Kiss, one of Bruce Springsteen, one of the Stones, and I would say, I mean, there's favorite images of mine of Gene Simmons just because, you know, we I photographed him taking a bus up Madison Avenue when I was taking him to make a picture on the steps of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So it's like, I love that picture because it reminds me of how that evening no one paid any attention to him on the bus whatsoever.
Well, Lenny, that's what I was going to ask you there, is the technical knowledge, taking nothing away from that, what makes it special is the access that you had over the years.
Well, access is what makes anything special at any time. I mean, I was also Muhammad Ali's photographer in Zaire, and so there were a number of great photographers there, but yes, I had the access because I was brought there by Angelo Dundee. So, you know, that's part of your job is access to things. And on my site, rockandrollphotogallery.com, you know, I not only have the book with a lot of pictures, but a lot of pictures that, you know, didn't get into this book. And in some cases, it's really because the access that I had was so great, but it wasn't really part of what I wanted to show in the book.
In the early days, did you have trouble gaining the trust of some of the bigger names? I mean, going back before you yourself were such a star?
Well, I think that trust is something that you initiate no matter what level your career is at. It's just something that you're able to make happen or you're not. And I think the fact that artists had a respect for what I was doing for them and their career was very helpful to me. But that's, you know...
stunning. The photos are just absolutely stunning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
well... you know, I'm pleased that I'm able to put something together in the form of a book, which I consider to more or less be like a gift. You know, I wanted people to have something that hopefully would enrich whatever connection to whatever musical artist that they, you know, that they thought were part of the soundtrack of their life. And
It is, speaking of gifts, it is a can't miss, and I know that there are going to be a lot of people finding this in the bookstore and discovering it, and I hope we can steer some people towards getting it for themselves or for a loved one. Let's see here, what's the publisher here?
It's Abrams, but you can also get it at rockandrollphotogallery.com.
There you go. We'll put that art website on our website.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Continued success to you.
Oh, thanks to you too, always.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.